Sail the new E-90, October 2nd, 1950. The Minnesota School of the Air. The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grades. These tape-transcribed broadcasts come to you at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon throughout the school year. Today's story is called A Yak at the County Fair.
Is that you, Alan? Alan, is that you, boy?
Yes, Grandpa.
Well, I didn't know it was so late in the afternoon. Now, you come in and tell me about school today, Alan.
Nothing much happened at school. I took your newspaper out of the mailbox, Grandpa. Here it is.
Oh, yes, the paper. I meant to walk down to the gate and get it, but I got so busy out in the barn this afternoon. Animals were restless. Arthur was roaring. Hey, what's the matter, boy?
Nothing, Grandpa.
I guess the hired man hadn't taken time to pat all of them this morning. They were feeling badly about it. You know, sometimes I think they miss the crowds and the noise of the circus. Yet they seem to enjoy living out here in the country where they have so much room in their pens outside to run around in. Alan, something's the matter. Now, can't you tell your grandfather?
It's nothing.
Well, it must be something to make your face so long.
Well, it's just all the others at school, Grandpa. The county fair and everything. They don't mean to be unkind, I guess, but I wish I had somebody to play with or go hiking with or something.
Oh, they'll come around, Alan. You haven't lived out here in the country with me yet long enough to get to know any of the farmer children in these parts, but the fine youngsters. Hey, what's the county fair got to do with it, boy? If you want to go, I think we could arrange it all right.
No, I don't want to go, Grandpa, because all the kids will be there. They're all exhibiting sheep and pigs and calves and things at the livestock show, and that's all they talk about. I don't know anything about sheep and pigs and cows and animals like that. All I know about is lions and elephants and kangaroos and tigers and zebras and all the animals we have here on this farm. And I can't enter any of them in the county fair.
Why, Alan, I thought all the other youngsters envied you living here where we have a big barn full of circus animals. I don't know of another boy anywhere who's got a giraffe for a friend.
Gramps, I love them all, Arthur and Albert and Arabella, especially Agnes. But when Mary Ann Whittaker says her chickens laid 18 eggs in one day, what can I say? Arabella doesn't lay any eggs because she's an elephant. And Agnes doesn't lay any eggs because she's a yak. And what can I say? Now they're all excited about the animals they're going to enter in the livestock contest at the county fair. I don't even want to go.
Well, I never thought a boy who lived on a circus farm would rather live on a regular farm, Alan.
Well, I wouldn't, Grandpa. I wouldn't. I wouldn't trade our elephant and the two tigers and the giraffe, and especially Agnes. I wouldn't trade any of them for anything, only I wish I had some friends my age who were people, too.
Well, I retired from the circus after running around for 38 years, boy. I love those animals so well, I took them all out here to live with me. And my grandson coming to live with me this year has made things just about perfect for me. But you should have friends of your own age who are people, Alan, and you're right about that. I wonder what we could do if
if I had a sheep to enter the fair. Oh, but the fair's next Saturday. Even if we could get a sheep before then, I wouldn't know it well enough to take it to a fair.
Say, here's something here in the paper about the fair.
Huh?
All entries must be at the fair by 8 o'clock Saturday morning. Judging of all domesticated animals begins at 10 o'clock sharp, with prizes being given for the heaviest animals in each class, the best cared for animals in each class, and we'll think of something, Alan.
Oh, it's all right, Grandpa. I know I'm as lucky as anything.
Want to come out to the barn with me? Yeah. Thought I'd go around and talk to the animals a bit and give our little sugar before supper.
Not tonight, Gramps. I think I'll just sit here and think.
All right, Alan, I understand. By the way, Al, there's going to be a good supper tonight, so the housekeeper tells me.
I'm not very hungry, Gramps.
Well, you come out later on then if you want to, boy.
I don't expect I'll want to, Gramps. If it was a sheep to see, I'd go. I'd go out and I'd rub the fur on its head and I'd tell it about the county fair and how it was going to win a prize in the domestic... What is that word? It's here in the newspaper. Here it is. Judging of all domesticated animals begins at 10 o'clock sharp. I think that means it's like being a sheep. But I'll look it up in the dictionary. Maybe it means they're special animals. Even if I had a sheep, maybe I couldn't enter it. Domesticate. There it is. To convert to domestic uses. Tame. Tame? Oh, Agnes is tame. She's a tame yak, and if tame animals can be entered in the fair, maybe I'd better look up in this dictionary about yaks. Yaks. Oh, I can't even pronounce these words. Here it is. Yak. A domesticated variety of the long-haired wild ox. Domesticated? It says Agnes is domesticated and tame. Agnes is both domesticated and tame. It says so in the dictionary. I'm going to enter her in a fair.
The Shorefield Farms entry looks pretty good, but don't you think so, Wilkins?
Yeah, Ben. Shorefield's son always has a good critter in these county fairs.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I weren't a judge at these events.
So hard to decide which of the youngsters' animals is the best.
Yeah, well, what's next on the list there, Carter?
Well, let's see. We've seen the sheep. Well, that Shorefield calf was the last in the cattle entries, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was one more, I think. There on the list. It was written in. Circus farm entry. Domesticated animal.
Hey, that sure is a funny way to list it. Why, all the cattle are on this side of the corral. Hey, must be down in that last stall near the gate.
Yeah, where the crowd is.
Hey, let's go down there.
Hey, there is a crowd down there. What do you think's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. Old Grandpa Ringham's never had an entry in the fair before. Thought he had just circus animals out there. Pardon us, please.
Yes, we're the judges. Will you let us through, please?
It's the judges. Cramps the judges.
Yeah, so it is, Alan. Now you speak up good and clear when they ask you questions.
Oh, Agnes, now do behave the best you ever have. I've brushed your hair good and you look beautiful. These men that'll be walking around you, they're the judges. So be real nice to them now. Don't hit them with your tail or anything.
What's this? Let me see that entry blank, Wilkins.
Alan Hendricks of Circus Farm.
I'm Alan. Alan Hendricks, and this is Agnes.
If this is some kind of a joke, young man,
No joke, mister. Grandpa, tell him it's no joke.
Oh, I didn't see you there, Mr. Ringham.
Hello, Wilkins, Mr. Carter. Have you got any questions about my grandson's entry? Wasn't the blank filled out properly?
Except in one particular, Mr. Ringham. You can't enter a whatever that is.
It's a yak. Her name is Agnes.
A yak in a county fair contest? Well, this is just for livestock. Domesticated animals, not for circus freaks.
Agnes is not a freak. She's a domesticated animal, like you said. I brought along the dictionary to prove it. I've got the place where it says yaks marked with paper. There.
Yeah, let's see that. Yeah. A domesticated variety of the long-haired wild ox.
In India, where Agnes comes from, they use yaks to help with the soil and to do all sorts of work around the farms. And she's tame as anything. Well, the notice in the paper, it said that the contest was open for all domesticated animals, and I thought since Agnes was that I could...
Well, now, the boy's got a good point there, Carter. The dictionary says a yak fits in our classification.
Well, I suppose if the boy's got a right to enter it...
Her. She's a lady yak. Agnes is her name.
To enter her,
yeah.
Well, we better judge her.
I guess we better.
Will the crowd please move back so that we can judge this animal? Yeah, that's better now. Thanks a lot. Wilkins?
Yes, Carter?
How do you judge a yak?
Why, I really don't know.
22 years. I've judged animals at county fairs, and I've never seen the likes of this. Well, let's see. It's about the size of a good cow, only not quite so tall.
Yeah, but fatter through the body and covered with that long hair.
I brushed it all. It took me almost 3 hours.
She has big eyes.
The biggest eyes I've ever seen. Big as a teacup.
And they're beautiful eyes, aren't they? Friendly and kind-looking?
Yeah, they seem friendly enough. Certainly has lots of hair. Or do you call it fur when it's 10 or 12 inches long?
No, it's called hair, all right. Can we pat her?
Oh, yes. Agnes loves being patted. But you better pat her on the head. She's got so much hair, she doesn't feel it much anyplace else.
You're doing a good job, Alan, boy.
Would you like to know any more about her?
Well, Wilkins, have you any questions?
No, I don't think so. I guess we've just about judged this yak the best we can.
Well, does Agnes win anything?
Well, you'll have to wait till the announcement of all the winners from the judges' stand at noon, young man. We're not telling any of the winners yet.
Yeah, you cared for her well, youngster, but you'll just have to wait until noon.
Oh, Agnes, how can we ever wait till noon?
Quiet, please. Quiet, everyone. I'll repeat. The third place winner in the poultry section with a white leghorn was Rodney Quiffle of the Quiffle Farms. We come now to the cattle section.
The cattle, that's what Agnes is, isn't she, Grandpa?
Isn't she what, boy?
Isn't Agnes a cattle? They're going to announce the winners in the cattle section now. Look, there's Joe and David Arnold. They've entered a cow, and they're both in my room at school. Twins. Oh, and there's Mary Ellen Dodge and Pete Stevenson and Arnold Quimby's with his father and brother.
Well, all those young people have entries here at the fair, Alan.
Sure, most of them are 4-H'ers and they learn all about cattle raising. If Agnes wins, Grandpa...
Now, Alan, don't set your heart on Agnes winning. After all, she's most unusual.
We will now announce the three winners in the cattle section. Will the owners of the winning cattle please keep their places until the roll is complete? Certificates will then be handed to them here at the judge's stand. Carter, have you the first name there?
Yes, right here.
First prize winner goes to Edward Shawfield, Jr. with an outstanding Holstein entry. A second prize goes to the Jersey calf entered by the Whittakers, John, Ma Van, and George.
Grandpa, he said there were just three winners, didn't he?
Well, that's all the winners there usually are, boy. Shh.
Quiet, please. Our third winner is Arnold Quimby, who entered a very fine young Hereford heifer.
Helen, boy, don't.
It's all right, Grandpa. I won't tell Agnes. Maybe she just doesn't understand about the prizes. Maybe she was just happy to get away from the farm for a day.
Quiet, please. We have another announcement. Quiet,
Alan,
please.
Alan, I am sorry, boy, but perhaps another year we might...
Quiet, please. Mr. Carter and I have met a most unusual situation here this morning at the county fair. We've checked against all the books on judging, which are in the fair office, and we've reached a decision. To our knowledge, this has never happened before, but we've had a most unusual animal entered in the fair. Domesticated yak from India. Now, this yak seems to meet all the standards which are required by all other animals entered in the contest. And because it's so very well trained and cared for, Mr. Carter and I, after much thought, have decided to issue a special award to Alan Hendricks of Circus Farm for his, yak. Will the winners please come forward now for their certificates?
Alan, boy, Alan, you won.
Agnes won, Grandpa. It was Agnes.
Yes, you go on up now, boy. Go up and get that winner's certificate. The judges are calling for the winners.
Grandpa, you go up and get it for me, will you? I want to tell Agnes that she won.
Today's tape-transcribed story play, A Yak at the County Fair, was written for radio by Betty Gerling. Teachers, if you've not yet received your Old Tales and New Teacher's Handbook, outlining each program in this series with suggested classroom activities, why not send for yours today? These handbooks are provided free of charge to each teacher calling or writing Station KUOM, Minneapolis, 14, Minnesota. The Minnesota School of the Air has just presented Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grades. These broadcasts come to you at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon throughout the school year. Next week, be listening again when we'll tell you the story of another unusual animal, Whitney the Neighborly Whale. This has been a Minnesota School of the Air presentation.